Ken and Dan, AM Quad Cities, News Talk 1420 WOC. Good morning. It is our honor and our privilege to get to do this. We do this about once a month. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley joins us this morning. Senator, you're out in Washington, D.C. today?
Yes, I am, and I'm on my cell phone because I'm about three blocks from the Capitol because I'm giving a speech on energy policy to a group here at one of the hotels, and then after I'm done with that, I go up and I chair the Judiciary Committee meeting, and we have four judges up for confirmation, and we have to, and two of those four judges are two to fill vacancies in Iowa. And so it's a very important day for Iowa and our judicial system within Iowa. And then later on, we'll go to our regular schedule of the United States Senate.
You know, let's talk a little bit about some of that business that the Senate is looking at. The anti-sanctuary city bill was blocked by Democrats yesterday. Here's what I have a hard time wrapping my head around, Senator. Which are we going to enforce federal or state laws? Which trumps which? Because it seems like we can't quite get a grip on that. Because, you know, people say, no, we need federal laws, you know, for like gay marriage and for immigration. And, you know, then they won't enforce federal laws on things like, you know, states that want to sell marijuana. And I mean, we're going to at some point have to decide what trumps what and stick with that.
Well, let me give you two answers, and it deserves two answers. One would be that we did get two Democrat votes, so there was some bipartisan feeling. We need about four more Democrat votes when we get to 60. Now, that's just to bring the bill up. So why did the Democrat Party generally not want to deal with this issue? They don't want any immigration bill unless you have what you call a comprehensive immigration bill. But also, that party seems to think that sanctuary cities are okay. What's a sanctuary city? It's a city that won't enforce federal law, and if they get people that are arrested and ought to be turned over to immigration authorities, they won't turn them over. That's where the word sanctuary comes from. And the reason this bill is up, it would deny federal funds to cities that claim to be sanctuary cities. And then it would also do another thing, that when you have a criminal alien that's deported and comes back into the country, both times in violation of the law, but the second one's worse than the first one because in between he's committed a crime or several crimes, deported, comes back into the country to be a mandatory five-year sentence. And the reason for that is we've had 121, this is in the last 5 years, 121 criminal aliens come back and murder somebody. So to protect the American people. Now that's why we have the sanctuary bill that was up. Now you ask about another bill, the enforcement of federal law generally. And that comes under what you call prosecutorial discretion. Prosecutors both at the state and federal level have some prosecution because you got to prioritize the worst crimes to be punished. But the really bad thing about prosecutorial discretion and saying you aren't going to enforce this law or that law, you shouldn't tell the enemy what you're going to do or not do, because that sends a signal that, you know, a disrespect for law. And you can commit certain crimes without getting prosecuted for it.
Senator, we're speaking with Senator Charles Grassley, the senator from Iowa. I know you're heading up the Senate Judiciary Committee, and you chastised the FBI because they weren't giving you information about the probe with Hillary Clinton and her emails. Has that helped? Are you getting better information now?
No, we aren't. Now, listen, I'll give the FBI a little more leeway than I'll give the State Department. Now, we're investigating all this stuff because of national security, not just because of Hillary Clinton. I've written 9 letters to the State Department. We haven't got answers. I've written letters to the FBI and not get an answer. To some extent, something under investigation, I can understand the unwillingness to tell certain things while something's under investigation. But the State Department doesn't have that excuse. And the reason why this is unrelated to Hillary Clinton, even though now it has swept Hillary Clinton into it, is because we have emails going around on foreign policy and military matters that ought to be secured. Nobody should be seeing those that doesn't have security clearance. And we have plenty of reason to believe that emails have been written, have not been properly protected from getting out to the public, and people that don't have security clearance were reading them, and then consequently, that's a threat to our national security.
Well, I just find it just amazing that that anybody would even make the decision we know that for a fact. Like, for example, John Kerry kind of already said, like, yeah, I know they're coming after my emails. Well, that's a government-protected email server. The fact that you would use a private one off the main grid, you know, not associated with the government, I mean, that decision alone is just beyond questionable.
Well, it is. Now, there might be something you can't do about hackers, because they tend to be smart and they tend to be ahead of people that are trying to protect them, and you learn things about protecting yourself against hackers almost after the hack has taken place. But there's no reason that ultimate security shouldn't take place for this protected information. And what we're finding in our investigation is that we have not had a proper protection of secured information. More importantly, we've had people that cleared reading it.
Right. Yeah. Can we get you to hang on here for just a moment, Senator, because I do want to talk to you about the debt ceiling hike, too, and whether that's going to happen, because, you know, you guys in the Senate sent a message yesterday to the House. So we'll talk about that if we can get you to hang on here in just a couple of moments.
Yeah.
Senator Charles Grassley, who's actually walking down the street in Washington, D.C. right now on his way to give a speech this morning before he heads over and chairs the Judiciary Committee meeting. Senator Grassley, what do you make of, your colleagues over on the other side of the building there at the Capitol? There's certain for a new speaker. Is there anybody standing out to you? What do you think of Paul Ryan?
Well, I'll give you my opinion, but before I give you my opinion, I want to tell you, a senator ought to be careful what he says about the House, because if you heard what representatives say about the Senate or senators generally,
right,
you'd be appalled. They don't think much of us. But that doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat.
Right.
But I think Paul Ryan is the one that can bring the country back together. And if they want him, they ought to give some leeway. And he needs more than just the minimum 218 votes out of the 247-member caucus to get elected, because he can't take that position and then wonder down the road 6 months from now whether or not 40 Republicans members are going to pull the rug out from under him,
right?
Because there's got to be there's legitimacy for differences within a party. There's legitimacies for even more legitimacy for the difference between the two political parties. But there's some time that in democratic government, representative government, you got to try to find common ground. That doesn't mean you have to compromise any principles. But there's plenty of leeway in all the policies we have to make. Maybe there's one or two issues that you can say there's no compromise on, because life or death is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that without compromising principle, you ought to be able to find common ground. And that's true, absolutely true, between Republicans, Democrats, and the Senate, because when you have to have 60 votes to get something done and you've only got 54 of one political party, there's got to be some common ground, or nothing's going to get done.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I want to say congratulations on getting pork back on the prison menus. What was did that catch you off guard when they tried to take that away?
Well, wouldn't it catch you off guard?
We're not a senator, though. It sure caught us off guard.
Yeah. First of all, wouldn't you raise some question about sending a questionnaire around to prisoners? What do you want to eat?
Right. and then
spending taxpayers' money to do it. So we get wind of it. We write a letter. You know, most of the time it takes a year to turn this battleship around in Washington, D.C. It took 24 hours for me to get that turned around. And we are not satisfied yet, though, because we want to know We want a copy of the questionnaire. We want to know how much taxpayers' money was spent on the questionnaire, because you'd be surprised the number of people that want to let everybody out of prison complaining here in Washington, D.C., how much we're spending on prisons. And the prison bureau is wasting money on sending around the questionnaire.
Yeah, I just scratched my head. I went, what?
Yeah, that caught it. Did catch us off guard. Yeah, November 3rd. That's when Treasury Secretary Jack Lew says is the deadline to get the new debt ceiling hike passed. The Senate yesterday basically, and if, maybe I'm reading this wrong, but if I'm wrong, they basically told the House, "Yep, you guys got to go first."
Well, that's only the Constitution. The Constitution requires,
right, because it's a spending
bill. Tax bills. But by tradition, they even do it on other issues other than just taxes. Not on everything, but usually on appropriations and anything out of ways and means. Let me say something that will probably make fiscal conservatives listening to this, and they're having in the back of their mind, why not shut down government and save some money? Well, government's a service. A lot of people depend on government. Maybe more people are depending on it than should. I won't argue that. I would agree with people on that. But the bottom line is that we shouldn't shut down government, because it costs money to shut down government, and it costs money to open up government, and then government isn't serving the people while it's shut down. And then when we have these big budget deficits we have, why should we take action that would cause us to spend more money than you need to spend? And then the other thing is, a lot of people forget that increasing the debt ceiling has nothing to do with spending more money.
That's
decided in the appropriation bills. What we're deciding here is to pay the bills we've already made.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right. A lot of people forget, you know, that you're not voting to spend new money. You're just saying, hey, listen, we got to pay the bills. We already agreed to pay these. Now we just have to go ahead and do it. And, you're right. The time to argue all that spending is a lot earlier than before we start talking about the debt ceiling. So, Senator Grassley, we appreciate you joining us, and good luck with your speech today. And we'll talk to you again very soon, all right?
Yeah, you bet. I'm speaking on an energy policy. We need a better energy policy. Goodbye.
Well, he's got the energy,
doesn't he?
Yeah,
he's
does.
Doing that interview, walking down the street, talking on the cell phone in Washington, D.C. That is U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley joining us this morning.